This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Normally, you hear Henry Epp hosting All Things Considered for VPR here in Vermont inside VPR headquarters in Colchester. But not today, and not for the next few days. Henry's in Iowa this week as the run-up to the caucus enters its final 3 months. He'll be following the Bernie Sanders campaign this weekend as Sanders holds a number of events, including a highly touted March to End Corporate Greed tomorrow. And Henry's gathering reaction from Iowans to Sanders 2021. Henry Epp joins us now. Welcome back to the program, or I guess, you know, nice to have you on the other side of the mic for the day, Henry.
It's nice to be here, Jane. Thanks so much.
So people may remember that Sanders came close to winning Iowa in 2016. This year, obviously, different race, very crowded Democratic field. What have you learned so far about Sanders' chances in the state this time?
Well, I should say I've only been here for a day and a half. I've mostly been in Des Moines and also in Ames, which is about 40 minutes north. But I just anecdotally, I have not seen many Sanders campaign signs around where I've been. His campaign says they do have a really substantial organizing infrastructure here, over 100 staff, 16 offices around the state, and they say they've already surpassed the number of people who've committed to caucus for Sanders than they had a few weeks before the 2016 caucus. So the campaign seems really confident about their chances here. Like you said, he came really close in 2016. The field is much more crowded. He's obviously faced health issues recently, and there are more candidates who share some of his progressive values. So what I wanted to find out after I landed yesterday is how is he being received and perceived here by potential voters?
And as you mentioned, Henry, you're not going to be in Iowa for months and you're not going to be able to be everywhere, but you're sort of taking a little bit of the temperature of the state in the places that you're going to. And you're in Des Moines now. Yesterday, you drove north a bit to visit Ames, which is where Iowa State is. So you're asking people what they're thinking. What are you hearing so far?
Well, so my very unscientific finding has been that most of the people that I approached sort of at random in Des Moines and at Iowa State, they did not list Sanders as their top choice. My first stop yesterday was in this sort of trendy neighborhood called the East Village in Des Moines. I heard a lot of support for Warren, one person who supported Joe Biden. Lee Collins of Pella, Iowa, told me that her top about her top three choices.
He's not my favorite. My first choice is Amy Klobuchar, and my second choice is probably Elizabeth Warren, and my third choice is probably Kamala Harris. So I don't even come to the men until after I've made three choices.
And so I also spoke to another voter in that neighborhood, a younger guy named PJ Graham, who caucused for Sanders in 2016, but he also said he really likes Senator Elizabeth Warren. He's trying to decide between the two of them. I also heard from other supporters of Warren and Biden and Klobuchar who they like what Sanders stands for, but they think he just may be a little too far left for the general election. And it's worth noting that in Des Moines, Hillary Clinton won that county in 2016, Polk County, and Barack Obama won the county in 2008.
So further north in Story County in Ames, you spent time at Iowa State University, which is what Sanders won in 2016. What did you hear from students? Because some of those people you talked to earlier, you know, we heard an older person. What about young people and students?
Yeah, so I spoke to two organizers on the ISU campus. One of them was canvassing for the Sunrise Movement, which is a organization that's pushing for political leaders to combat climate change. Michaelin Menkel is a really dedicated supporter of Bernie Sanders. She thinks he has the most ambitious plan to fight climate change. And she likes the Democratic field in general, but she is really all in for Sanders.
I was set on voting for Bernie Sanders even before he announced that he was going to be running again. And that, yeah, there isn't really anything that could change my mind to vote for another politician, just given his whole career and like how I feel that he's been fighting for me since before I was born.
So Menkel says she'll definitely vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is, but she is just not as excited about anyone else compared to Bernie Sanders. I heard a similar sentiment from a guy who is working for the Sanders campaign on the ISU campus. His name is Sam Queen. He said he comes from a more conservative family, but he's really transformed his political views in recent years, and he's a diehard Sanders supporter, thinks he can win the general election. And I asked him, you know, if Sanders is not the nominee, if he would vote for anyone else who's a Democrat. And he said he would really have a hard time supporting anyone besides Bernie Sanders. He'd maybe vote for Elizabeth Warren, but really no one else. Also, yesterday evening, I went to this mock caucus event at ISU where students sort of practice what happens when you caucus in Iowa, which is sort of a more complicated process than just casting a ballot. Warren supporters really turned out in big numbers. Andrew Yang supporters were also there and matched Sanders supporters in their numbers. I heard from more students who like Sanders and even caucused for him in 2016, but they've thrown their support behind Warren or Yang this time. I talked to one voter, Julia Nolke. She's a sophomore at ISU, and she's supporting Elizabeth Warren. And I asked her why Warren over Sanders, and here's what she said.
I just don't think he's as electable as Warren because they are very similar, but I think he comes off a little more extreme to people who want to vote more moderate. So I think that's like the thing that just turns me away from him is just because I don't know that people actually listen to the things that he does say. I think they're just more intimidated by him, so because he comes off as a pretty strong-willed man. So,
Henry, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people that you're talking to are not saying Sanders is their top choice, but you know, you certainly could find other voters for whom he would be their only choice or their top choice. So, where else are you going this weekend to try to get a good sense overall of what we're seeing and what Sanders supporters are saying?
Yeah, so Sanders himself will be in Iowa starting tomorrow. He's got a bunch of events on the schedule. This big fundraiser thrown by the Democratic Party tomorrow night, and that's where a lot of I think voters will be sort of still shopping around for candidates because these are multi-candidate events where lots of different candidates are talking. I'm hoping to hear from those folks who are really engaged to really get a sense of, you know, how much they see Bernie Sanders as having a chance here versus the many other candidates in the Democratic field.
All right. So stay tuned for Henry Epp from, you know, a fish fry, a blues fest, a big long march, many other things that he'll be doing while he's reporting from Iowa in the next couple of days. You can find all of his reporting as he brings it to us at VPR and VPR.org. Henry Epp, thank you very much for talking with Vermont Edition today.
Thanks so much, Jane.
And safe travels.